Preliminary flood damage estimates are starting to come in. State Department of Emergency Management spokesman Jeremy Zedek says a damage assessment team has run up a substantial tally in Eagle alone.
So far, the joint PDA team that visited Eagle documented about $4.9 million in public assistance damages, damages to things like roads, public buildings, utilities, public facilities that are critical for the community.
Zedek says that number does not include damage to private property, including 21 homes destroyed by flooding and ice in Eagle. He says more homes and millions of dollars of additional impacts will increase the damage tab as state and federal assessment teams work their way through flood-affected communities on the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. The state will likely get federal help in covering expenses. Governor Sarah Palin requested a federal disaster declaration earlier this week. Diana Seifert with FEMA says a federal disaster declaration could cover 75% of public infrastructure repair and replacement, as well as individual losses.
Funds for temporary housing or for the repair of a house so that people can live in it. We can help people with some of the other costs, such as replacement of essential vehicles, furniture.
Seifert says total federal aid to an individual is capped at $30,300. She says if a federal disaster declaration is issued in coming weeks, people will have 60 days to apply for aid, but she urges them not to wait on repairs.
By and large, this is a reimbursement program. People can go ahead and start rebuilding right away. They need to save their receipts, take pictures of the damage, and these will be accepted. So they don't have to wait.
Seifert says low-interest disaster assistance loans are also available from the Small Business Administration. She says it could be 3 weeks before a determination on the governor's request for a federal disaster declaration is made.